Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
A dog tied to a pole has been freed. We have more water issues in some towns. Movie night in Springfield rescheduled due to the weather again. East Longmeadow paving will alter traffic patterns. South Hadley Grill fire put out and more. It's Monday in Western Mass, July 25, 2022. Slightly less warm day at 87 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 60. The winds are 5 to 10 miles per hour. The ultraviolet index at 8. The humidity, 57%. Springfield Department of Parks, Buildings, and Recreation Management Director Pat Sullivan announced today that due to the inclement weather forecasted for tonight, the movie Sing 2, scheduled for Monday, the 25th tonight at Marshall Roy Park, has been canceled. Here's the updated schedule. And all of these movie times are 8:15 p.m. Wednesday, the 27th, Calhoun Park. Thursday, the 28th, Myrtle Street Park. Friday, the 29th, Nathan Bill Park. And the film is Sing 2. East Longmeadow, Palmer Paving will begin reconstruction work on Maple Street. And that's going to bring you major traffic delays and detours. You would do well to look for an alternate route. If you have any questions, you can call the Department of Public Works. That number is 525-5400, extension 1200, 525-5400. Thank you for being patient and for your cooperation while this work is being completed. That comes from the East Longmeadow DPW. The governor of Massachusetts will officially recognize the 1740 adoption of the first black voting system as Negro Election Day each year is required in one piece of legislation that Governor Charlie Baker signed late last week. Baker signed 9 bills on Friday, including S2703, which requires the governor to issue a ceremonial proclamation each year declaring the third Saturday in July as Negro Election Day. Now, this has its roots in Salem. Senator Joan Lovely said that enslaved people from Salem and across the region would hold an annual election to choose their own king or governor starting in 1740. That eventually became the Black Picnic, still held each summer in Salem. Now, what Baker signed on Friday largely represented the easy lifting work his office faces, still awaiting action, is a bill banning discrimination based on natural and protective hairstyles, due by July 28th, the fiscal year 2023 budget, due by the 29th, and a significant offshore wind and climate policy bill, due by July 31. Now, if lawmakers can agree to compromises before the month ends, they'll send Baker even more legislation to review, including a major economic development package, a reproductive rights bill, veteran homes operations reforms, cannabis industry changes, legal sports betting, and more. From the Northampton Police, last week our officers responded to a report of a dog tied to a utility pole on a dirt road extension off Park Hill Road near the solar farm. Sure enough, that's exactly what was found. And according to the timeline provided by the reporting party, the dog was left at this location. Between 8 and 9 a.m. on July 17, the dog is an elderly, neutered male pit bull mix. This comes from his microchip. His name is Bam Bam. The efforts to locate the owner have been unsuccessful. So, they're reaching out to the community in hopes of finding more information about him and the circumstances surrounding his situation. If you know, please call Animal Control Officer Dawn, 413-587-1156, if you recognize this dog or have any info you feel may be helpful with the investigation to find Bam Bam's home or find a better home for Bam Bam. State-of-the-art exhibit coming to Hartford next month, giving Connecticut Convention Center visitors an immersive walk through the works of Vincent van Gogh. Beyond Van Gogh opens on August 10, bringing more than 300 pieces to life in the 30,000-square-foot space. Now you can walk through the paintings displayed in more than 4 trillion pixels on moving and still screens. It's scheduled to run for 2 months, and tickets are on sale now. This was in New York. I remember my daughter went to it. It brought people from all over the world, in fact. And I'm told it was just beautiful and very, very moving. So, folks around here, you can get a chance to catch it in Hartford in August. Well, grill your steaks, not your home. Hadley firefighters were dispatched to a reported barbecue grill fire with exposure to the home yesterday afternoon, and thanks to the quick work of the on-duty crew, they were able to control the propane tank-fueled fire quickly before it spread to the roof of the structure. Crews checked for extension and confirmed fire was extinguished. Hadley firefighters were also dispatched to Mutual Aid to Northampton to assist with a structure fire caused by a grill close to the structure. Please make sure you're extra careful when you use your grill and keep your grill a minimum of 10 feet away from a structure. Here's a reminder for the water people. A number of reservoir areas in Russell, Blandford, and Granville are closed to the public as they provide drinking water to the greater Springfield area. While the hot weather may have some looking for a dip in the pond, the Cobble Mountain and Borden Brook reservoirs provide drinking water to more than 200,000 people. Light recreation, like walking or bike riding in those areas, can cause harmful particles and bacteria into the water. Let me put this more succinctly. If you try bathing in my drinking water, I hope you go to jail for a long time. And Chief Administrative and Financial Officer T.J. Plant has been recognized by the Government Finance Officers Association of the U.S. and Canada with the prestigious Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2021 in Springfield. The Certificate of Achievement is the highest form of recognition in the area of governmental accounting and financial reporting, and its attainment represents a significant accomplishment by a government and its management. This award reflects the continued commitment from the city's finance department to meeting the highest principles of governmental budgeting. This acknowledgement also marks the 11th time in which Springfield has received this award. Good going, TJ. And thank you very much for being with us on our first program of a new week here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Our next show tomorrow on Tuesday, which will be up online during the day and evening and available to you on demand. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.